Trying to get some viewers for this thing.
He's like my gynecologist. Oh.
All right.
If you see me go like that, it means come on in. You're fading
like,
off.
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah. I can't work if you're going to be sexy.
I can't not be.
God damn it, stop
not,
it.
I mean, like, I'm not taking my
I'm unbooking
words.
You now.
I'm
unbooked for overly sexy.
Why'd you have TJ back?
Oh, wait, thank you. Hold on.
I like saying it in yeah. the zing tone.
I'm so
but,
used
like,
to
it
the
was
burn,
compliment.
I'm like.
Yeah, yeah you fucking
I went through
idiot.
The complete
you're
range
so
of human emotion.
Hot.
I was like.
There we go, we're going. This is the beginning music we play before I start yelling at people. And I think it's now. Hello and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest's website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free content, 90 minutes. We're doing Ardent Atheist. Subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the well-known blog Hit and Miss, Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
You're better than me.
Thank you.
And please go to iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast for free. Help us write a review. Help us get in the top 10. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or I'll take your jobs.
You'll take their jobs?
I'll take their jobs.
Take their jobs. Okay, stop it.
We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if your listener's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content. You certainly have no... and certainly has nothing for you, you Mormon. We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. The sun's still out. In the Studio City tonight, we have Adrian Earhart, TJ Chambers, and Virginia Jones. You know these folks from Showbiz.
Haha, you fucked up this time.
I'm
you're always
sick.
Fucking with me.
I'm so slow. I didn't
excuses,
mean to do the
excuses.
I said content
excuses.
At the wrong. Shut up. Fucking broads. Fucking broads.
I, for one, I'm uncomfortable.
As you should be.
Perpetually, right, babe?
Mm-hmm. I like the tightness that 150 episodes generates between, you know, just really hitting it. Hitting,
oh,
it,
well, yeah. thank
hitting
you.
It hard.
We should listen to the first episode.
No,
see
we
how shitty that
I
was.
Am not. Just throw that one right the fuck out.
I'm
right
sure
now.
The contents were sloppy the first 50 yeah. episodes or so. Really.
You really tightened up your cunt.
That bon mot that you finally got tweaked.
It all takes practice. It you does. Think Siskel and Ebert were always like, yeah, on cue? No, they were probably like, wait, which one are we doing? I can't remember. Oh, okay. You know? Practice makes perfect.
Siskel and Ebert. One's dead now, right?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. Both.
Both.
They're both. We've got 100% dead? Death.
Wow.
100%
death. 100%
death. 100%
they're not like rate. Brain dead, but still alive in their body.
So that's
now.
What happens neither when you're negative about other people's work.
Evidently.
Yeah. Nah.
And it also happens when you're positive about people's work. Death is inevitable to us all. Oh, sorry.
Why'd you call me on the facts?
Wah, wah, wah.
Of course, the irony is I'm being negative about their work.
True story.
So anyway, thank you very much for being here, everybody. I brought you all together for one reason only. Where's the fucking donut stores?
Donuts.
Where are the best donuts? I need to know. Mm-hmm. Now, I went and picked up donuts.
You did.
You're a donut freak.
I am.
I know, right?
I have glaze all over my pants. I keep trying to wipe it off. But
that's
it's
from
all
donuts?
And there's
from
also the donuts.
That's hey. Just from donuts. We have a dog.
But when you were joking about TJ on Twitter, about TJ just wanting to know where the best donut spots are in L.A.
I know. I ask people all the time.
I'm not even kidding. I fucking want to know.
He texts me a picture of him eating a donut like
oh, yeah?
regularly just to torment me. If he even knows I'm dieting, yeah, he'd be like, look at me with my maple bar because maple bars are my favorite
maple
thing.
Maple bars are it. I wish I'd known. I should have called TJ.
Mm-hmm. So I hit up Yelp every Saturday morning.
You know, I don't trust Yelp anymore.
Is every Saturday morning like when it gets refreshed or is that just your...
That's when I can
that's
have
the,
a donut.
The best time. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Saturday, I can't
donut
have a donut
time.
Every day, guys. Yeah. Come on. And Saturday is Sabbath, so I eat a donut because that's the Jew day, you know.
Well, have you tried any of the little mom and pop donut
yes.
shops?
I mean, like, there's pretty much exclusively.
One right down the street, and I love their fucking donuts.
What,
yes. what, really
and
good.
I, what
fresh.
You're saying by mom and pop donut shop is...
Sole proprietorships,
front
not chains.
For money laundering.
Right.
I live in Thai Town, and all of the donut
donut shops
are
absolutely
in Thai Town, yeah, but not in the Valley.
They're all run by Asians.
She gave you the hand on that. She's fucking serious.
Yeah, listen, okay. So I try
do not
all of them.
Fuck with her on this.
Right. God forbid you insinuate that there's anything shady going on in the world of donut.
I know they're laundering it because most of them are cash only. It's like, really, what's good with that? Yeah. Like, put your shit on the books.
And just arbitrary, like you'll get a pile of donuts and they're like, I don't know, $3. Yeah. It just doesn't.
And they have like $1 million in cash. And like, we sold this many donuts today. I swear to God, IRS.
Well, even the chains can be run by, you know, weird characters. I was in Chicago working on a film and I needed. I needed the chocolate filled.
Bro, I get you.
And it's a chain, so they all have them. Mm-hmm. So I went to this one that's real close to where we were doing this shoot, and they did not have the chocolate cream filled donut.
Fuck them.
I know, right? Here and I asked to talk to a manager.
I would have too.
You ran that right up the flagpole.
Oh, I was serious, man. And he came out, and he was bizarre. And when I asked him about it, he goes, "We don't make them in our store."
Well, it's a French.
Why are you talking like
Duncan
that?
Is
that's
probably
how he talked.
Yeah, what accent?
French
accent.
I'm doing his. Yes.
French? He was terrorist. I don't know. Is that an accent?
That's a race.
So
potentially Oklahoman.
Yeah. Well done. Yeah. I would guess he was Indian. So not terrorist. Really.
Victim.
Some of the most peaceful people on the planet. But he would not. He said finally, after truly like a 10-minute conversation of, dude, I'm here for 2 weeks. How can I get some? Well, we can't make them. We don't have them on our roster.
I think it's up to them to
include
whichever particular
donut they want.
Finally got him to say, we don't make that one because it offends us.
Yeah, it's a religious thing. Yeah?
What?
I've heard that before.
Chocolate filling
it
was
took me,
against
it took me a while
Hindu
to figure
principle?
Out.
Well, that's hysterical.
It's a cow situation.
So he's an owner of a chain?
Okay, yeah, okay.
He owns at least one franchise, if not more, in Chicago.
It's an anal reference.
It's an anal thing. It looks, they put a dollop of chocolate. They do the white ones. So apparently a bleached ass is
fine.
But he was, his religious sensibilities made that thing into an anus and he wouldn't do it.
You're blowing my mind.
I know. I was furious.
The lesson is that religious people will find an anus anywhere.
Yeah,
it really will.
Yeah.
There's an anus in this donut. Put this on eBay.
I'm imagining that one of his employees was fucking one or something. And that's
You know, I've considered it.
Well, you know, in New Jersey, where I'm from, they have Dunkin' Donuts on every corner, like they have liquor stores on every corner in the city.
Jersey.
And when I would go there in the morning, the lines would be around the fucking corner. I mean, everyone.
But they're fast. They're
they
turnover.
Were really ridiculously fast.
Usually and Indians that run.
I didn't like the coffee or anything there, but when I come here and they sell Dunkin' Donuts coffee in the store, it's fucking delicious.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Because you miss it because there's no freaking Dunkin' Donuts out here. Why?
But the coffee at Dunkin' Donuts where I'm from was just watered down bullshit. Maybe it's just the way they made it.
Maybe they're
just
the snow depressed shitty. Them. So they're like, I'm not going to do my job.
Not calibrating the machines.
Maybe too dark a coffee offends them.
Maybe.
Oh.
And they were all run by terrorists. I mean, Eastern Indian
terrorists.
People.
Just for the listener, we're kidding. I'm not saying that all brown people are terrorists.
You better not be.
Just the Muslim ones.
Oh,
God. What'd I do?
Why I do not
leave
apologize.
Me alone on
this is, yeah. This is my distance
in silence.
Just wanted
to make you sit in it. Sit in it.
Silence
it's
is the
for
most
the best.
Powerful, right?
Yeah.
It's the best. When you're in an argument with a partner and they say something stupid and you just let it
Is sit. That why you do that?
All the time.
God damn you.
You never say stupid shit.
Okay. Aww. That was the serious thing.
She
I've
doesn't.
Heard.
I think
she's taking a turn for the lighter.
No, it's true. You don't. You're not mean. You don't say nasty stuff. You're a very, very kind and wonderful partner.
You know what? His love sits on you like
it's,
a cloud.
I'm gonna sit in it.
Feel precious.
Soak in it.
You are
Enjoy
precious.
It.
I'm precious.
Have we said anything? God isn't real.
Okay.
So
back
more
to donuts.
Donuts
are good. Donuts are good. Indian people are worried about poop donuts. They're
that blew
terrorists.
My mind. It doesn't
it's
that just
really funny.
Shock
because
you?
Sodomy.
It's really funny.
It took me like 10 minutes of conversation
well,
to get that guy to say.
How is a Boston cream pie donut not gay? Like it's
what's it
a,
look like?
It's huh? it's the chocolate a... donut with white filling. Like that's jizz. I mean,
because nobody poops white.
Oh, and that's well.
There's something that comes out of men.
Have you ever had cancer?
Out of the front part.
But their urethras aren't quarter sized unless they're really unhealthy.
Unless they have a disease. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm thinking of the receiver in this case.
Well,
the catcher.
Okay, so you said nobody poops white.
Whoa. What do you have? What the hell is
brewing
in your mind?
When I had cancer.
Oh, shit.
They made you drink this white chalky stuff before you got your. Yes.
Barium.
And boy, when I looked in the toilet, I was like, what the fuck is going on with my poop?
I'm E.T. now.
Here's an unfair thing. You can't really use the "when I had cancer" trump card. If I was like, you know who sucks? Steely Dan. And you were like, I listen to Steely Dan all the time when I was in chemotherapy. Like, that's not fair.
I saw someone in an argument with someone who was cancer ridden, and they turned and walked away, and the other person said, don't you hate when you're right and the other person has cancer?
No, I've used it when my friend, like one time I went to a karaoke where it's a live band in Portland, and my friend wanted to sing Yoda by Weird Al Yankovic. We had the band play Lola, and we, changed the words. And later, the guitarist, who was my ex-boyfriend, was bitching me about it. And I was like, well, Daryl has cancer, and that's what he wanted to do.
Someone else's cancer.
That's what we fucking did. Shame.
I use it for MS, too. Shame. My best friend has MS. So I was like, we can't walk that far. She's got MS.
It's kind of...
My nephews are in wheelchairs. I do that
it's
sometimes.
She's not in a wheelchair. It's fucked up and cool at the same time because everyone fawned all over me. Do you need to sit down?
Right.
Can I get you some water? I'm like, yes and yes.
Yeah. I need to do those things anyway.
Milk
it.
Heather, I don't know why right now your entire wardrobe is not clothing with some color ribbon on it.
Yeah.
I just like, I'm a survivor.
Do you miss being cancerous?
Like,
oh my God.
That is a really stupid question.
I give you good attention. You've been good attention.
They say there's no dumb questions, but that's a dumb one.
Do you miss being cancer?
Just wistfully looking off, like,
I miss, actually, I'll tell you, I miss parts of it. The parts where I didn't have to shave my pubes because all the hair was gone anyway. So I was smooth as a fucking
nature's
baby.
Nair.
Yes, nature's nair.
Nature's nair. Well, we've just named the fucking show.
Chemotherapy, a.k.a. nature's nair.
Cancer.
You're welcome. Nature's about to save nair. You on your waxer.
Chemo. That is chemo.
I'm writing it down.
That's fucking hilarious. Well done, Virginia.
Thank you, MRA.
All right, I don't know what anybody believes except TJ. I think I know what you believe.
Yeah, we're covered. We're good.
Yeah.
I'll sit back for 15 minutes
Virginia,
or so.
Virginia, are you a believer? Are you a non-believer? Where do you sit
TJ's in
on this?
In a donut-based religion.
Can I join? I'm pretty sure I'd be the leader. Dothiism. I'm going to oust you, and I will be the leader of that. If it means I get more donuts, I will tithe donuts every week. I need 10% of all your donuts, which means just give me a bite, stand in line.
Why did Catholics go with those slivers of shit? Why didn't they go with donuts? That's the body. Yeah, you could do that. Bless the fucking donut.
We'll get more people in the church.
That would be if Jesus looked like Homer Simpson.
The only thing I remember about church, there are two things I remember about the childhood church my grandmother used to take me to. One of them was the donuts. The other is the stupid thing that they put on with the felt figures downstairs while everybody else.
Oh, yeah, for all the Bible stories.
Yeah, they told us the bullshit.
I heard about the donuts. My friend was telling me the other day. He's like, the only good thing about church was there was always pink boxes of donuts waiting downstairs when you got home. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. I'm Jewish.
You were raised Jewish?
I was raised completely nothing. Reform. Yeah. And my mom let me go with my friends to temple or church or wherever I wanted to go just to get out of her hair.
She
let me
so
let Jehovah's Witnesses in. No.
Oh, now I want to hear about that. We'll get back to Virginia. Talk about how you were raised. So Jewish in that you're obviously culturally Jewish because you're fucking hilarious. But
my nose fixed. I see you looking.
What? Really? No.
I'm half Jew, half Norwegian, and the Jew has been pretty much eradicated, except for that I'm very cheap.
Jewegian.
Jewegian. That's fucking great. So you're self-loathing Jewegian.
Rapist.
Self-loathing, suicidal rapist.
Totally.
Emotionally distant. Guilty.
Dead inside, yeah.
I saw a YouTube bit of you doing a rape reference.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get shit for it?
Yeah. And then I go, okay, in the crowd, just as a little poll, raise your hand if you've been raped. Oh, I'm the only one. Okay, let me talk about it how I want to talk about it.
One time I was talking about molestation, and I had a woman chase me down, New Year's Eve show in Killeen, Texas, chase me down on the stairs of the hotel and started just railing on me. And I had never played the card. I'd never said anything about being molested specifically to someone confronting me, although I've not been confronted that much at this point. about the bit. But my girlfriend at the time, Beth, she got between me and the woman like a fucking badger that didn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And started screaming at the woman, "His uncle fucked him! His uncle fucked him, you fucking whore! Why don't you fucking get the fuck away from my fucking boyfriend? He's got a cock in his ass, that's fine, you fucking bitch!" It was over at that point.
Wow. I don't mean to try to play the Trump card, but one time I was raped so savagely it gave me cancer.
I can't think of any other way to take a break than on that line. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile Comedy album Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery. That's G-U-M as in maggot face.
What? God damn it.
ROAD.com/Emery and buy the face? Condescending thing.
Why do you always slam me with the... Scientists say the higher your IQ, the more you dream. I guess that makes me a genius.
Daydreaming doesn't count.
Oh, fuck.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking about Adrian Earhart, T.J. Chambers, and Virginia Jones, rape cancer victim survivor.
Yeah, so as far as what I believe, I'm an atheist, and how I got there was, like most people, I was raised Mormon in Houston, Texas.
Like most people, like you were like raised Mormon.
Like most people. And what's weird, like I was a super good Mormon and I was super into it. And then my dad left the church because he wanted to, you know, smoke cigarettes and drink and leave my mom and everything. And
like you do.
Like you do. And so he comes to me with, he's like, "Hey, we're going to leave the church and now we're going to be Episcopalian." And I thought, well, what kind of goddamn sense does that make? So we're just going to like walk, like, because he had been a convert. He and my mom had both converted. But I was raised in it. So, like, that's what I knew. And I'm like, we're going to walk away from, like, the talking rocks and the space Jesus and everything. Like, that's just done. Like, that doesn't make any goddamn sense. And then I found out that the church had excommunicated women in the 60s for supporting the National Organization of Women. So then I was kind of out.
Right.
Anyway. But yeah, I went straight
from... The black
from,
thing didn't bother you, though?
I found out about that a little later. A little later.
Well, it happened a little later.
It did, right?
Or when they, well, no, when it's they been, corrected it.
It happened in...
It had been going on for years.
Yeah. Right. And it, then it happened in 1976. It. And so, like, before I, you know, was aware of that issue, because I was not a super educated person at that point. But I found out about that later. But yeah, the first thing that hit me was, I'm like, oh, so thinking that women have equal rights is a sin in the church. That's not great. And here we have some beautiful garments straight from the source.
There you go.
Fresh. Oh, God.
Is that Mormon
oh,
sex panties?
Smell the Utah.
Those are sex panties?
Smell the Utah. Well, these are garments.
Are there holes cut in?
They're not undies?
What are they called?
These are called garments. And they've been blessed.
This is what they wear all the time.
They've been blessed
right?
by under your clothes.
All the time.
And there's a couple good reasons for wearing garments. One of them is that it keeps, you know, your body safe and clean for Jesus.
Right.
And it keeps you from wearing, like, kind of revealing clothing. Like, Mormon women don't wear short sleeves, don't wear tank tops.
They've got pockets in them, in the front.
I watched Sister
Wives. That's where you put your hand to pull your dick out.
That's a dick hole.
Not to masturbate.
Now, Heather, don't get confused. Mormon men still pee. Like, that's that's not something that they have moved past. But these are the super modern cotton garments. I'm actually more familiar with when I was growing up, my parents had these nylon ones.
Oh, these are cool.
And
that doesn't sound...
These are for the cool kids.
What was super interesting about it was that when you get rid of garments, when you throw them away, so there's a little mark on your... The little V.
For your nipple.
And those are his nipple marks. Yeah. So what happens is when you need to throw away your garments, Emery, you can't just throw them away because they've been blessed by a bishop. What you have to do is cut those out and burn them in the kitchen table.
Your mic is not on, Emery.
You turned it off when you were putting on your magic underwear.
I know. What happened? There we go.
You cut the nipples out and you burn them at the kitchen table with wooden matches.
Joseph
and that takes the curse off and you
Why,
can throw the
You said
the
wooden matches.
Away. Well, that's just what my mother used.
Oh, I see.
Because we didn't smoke. Like, nobody smokes. There's no lighters. There's no, like, there's just a box of Strike Anywhere matches in the kitchen. And that's what you use to burn the nipples out of your garments when you want to throw them away.
Let's do it with a torch.
One of these days I'm going to do a whole show wearing the whole outfit.
Do you feel safer? Do you feel more blessed? And, like, there's times
you feel sexy.
People.
You
Emery
look has the
very
shirt
sexy.
On, by the way, for the people
he's
who are
put
listening.
On,
yes,
he's put on a garment.
Put on the
just
upper
the
garment.
Top half.
Yeah.
Does your top half feel holier?
No.
You
look holy.
You look comfortable.
Holy
I feel better
cow,
because
you
I was
look
hot
great.
In that shirt.
You know what's
right.
weird is I feel closer to them because I feel like we could be his wives. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I would do that with you guys because of that shirt now.
But there's people.
For the record, I'm in.
To Heather's question, there's people who they take off their garments only to shower and have sex. And as soon as you have sex, you put your garments back on, and then I feel so clean and protected and in the Lord's care, because like that's part of garments is like it's like a lucky
you can't, like a sheath of
you can't
garments.
Have sex with like this shirt on? Is that wrong?
You absolutely can have sex with that shirt on, but with the pants on it would be a
hard.
I mean, if you can pee from them. That's all I'm saying.
So you guys just have thousands of these? Because I remember like gym days at school, if I forgot my gym outfit, I was like, oh, lost and found, or just don't do gym that day or whatever. Like, what do you do if you're not clean? You don't have clean under whatever those are.
A Mormon would never allow
it would,
that.
That would never happen.
You got to have the Batman closet of like...
Do the kids wear this as well?
No. You wear it after a certain...
After you bleed?
After puberty.
Yeah.
Wow. And I left in like my early teens, so I never wore garments.
When are boys' periods to them?
It's when they go on their mission.
At 30 or 15?
No, like 18, 19.
18, 19. And that's when a lot of them go rogue.
And they're going out into the world wearing these garments as a kind of psychological shield against the awfulness that is the world.
The evils, right?
Yeah. They think that God's blessed their...
It's like armor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like that actually seems like one of the more reasonable... Other than like the having to burn the nipples part out, It's not a crazy logical leap to say, like, I want to feel more protected and in God's care, so maybe these blessed clothing. Like, this is a lot weirder shit.
The Jews, now you're going to be like, I want to marry multiple women. I don't think that's a problem. Well,
the Jews wear the hat, the cap, the skull cap.
Mm-hmm. Yarmulke.
The yarmulke. And
Yarmulke.
You say it again.
Yarmulke.
That's exactly how it should be said. Yarmulke.
Yarmulke.
I like that. I've never said it right. And... many Goyim think that what's going on is there's a passage about God not being able to shouldn't see the top of your head, which is bullshit.
It's
right?
to remind you that he's there.
It's to remind you and to
cover a
and also and that you like the like, and also that you dig the New York Yankees in some cases or whatever,
yes,
depending on how you decorate
cases.
It.
I love those
or yeah.
and the zhuzhed ones,
Spider-Man's,
with,
yeah,
like,
right?
This bedazzled.
I love that.
Judaism's fun. It can be fun.
But it's also for the really really serious Jews. It's to let the world know that you're a Jew. It's mm-hmm. to it's to be
right.
it's a
to mark yourself.
Yeah, it's a proud thing. It's like New York hat, like
right.
And then the Mormons,
You can just
right.
like Mormons just look dowdy. Like, you know, I think that you can spot a more, especially a Utah mm-hmm. or an Idaho.
I lived
Mormon.
In Mesa, Arizona for a long time.
Yeah,
which is
you
the
know,
second biggest
you
outside
know
of Salt Lake.
Slim tie and bike yeah. gives them away.
Yeah, yeah. that's yeah. true. That's
true. It right there.
But
you're
as far as polygamy, and I've read a lot about Mormonism. Sorry, but there is actually an interesting kind of theory about like when the Mormons were moving across the country, when they left New York because Joseph Smith had been killed
yeah.
in a
murdered,
prison yard.
Cast out
murdered.
Of Rochester.
If you say murdered in the Mormon church, they'll go, you mean martyred.
Yeah, no.
Oh. Anyway, they were like, well, we should go. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of men died on the journey. A lot of men died, mm-hmm. the pioneers. And so
yeah, that underwear didn't do her
in that case, no.
Yeah,
that was
dysentery
free,
still gets through.
Free magic
you.
Underwear.
And
so it made sense. Like when they made their way to Salt Lake, like, you know,
to
there's maybe
the
like two girls for every guy, three girls for every guy. And they still right. needed someone to propagate and protect and earn money. Mm-hmm. And so in that scenario, it actually made perfect sense.
It's a necessity, yes.
In
so it's kind of an evolutionary thing.
It was
a selective pressure deal.
Yes.
Now it's just fucking
such an
greed.
Irony in that.
Yeah, it's just
right.
fucking greed.
Well, and the thing about polygamy
We're poly. What
do
you say?
Not polygamous, though.
Not polygamy.
Polyamorous.
Polyamorous.
Right, exactly. And so the thing about polygamy is it works great for one generation, but in the next generation, it's like raising cattle. You suddenly have all these young boys who want to date the young girls, but the older men want to marry the young girls, and it becomes a thing.
And that's when you see the younger ones locking horns with the older ones.
Yeah.
It's like lions.
They make up reasons. They kick them out of the church and like take their magic garments away, and it's terrible. So, you know.
They would murder them if they could, just like
yeah.
in the lions,
right.
like lion
yes.
rides. They would
yeah, they'd
murder
the young
boys.
Ones.
Yeah.
Polyamory, none of you people stay
in
together
my
very
house,
long anyway, so it doesn't
we
matter.
We say that they are martyred. Just like to say, the kids
did you hear
are
what she just said?
Yes, I did.
You're just like, letting it sit.
Emery's out there martyring that pussy.
All right, that's not my proud. Interesting Mormon lecture. And I saw the...
A Martyr of Crows!
I don't know.
I saw the Book of Mormon musical, and it was actually...
I've seen it many times.
God damn it.
Really
it's terrific.
I gotta
really
see it.
And it's actually really sweet and kind of positive in a... I mean, it's as raunchy as you would expect, but it's got kind of a good message.
Yeah, I talked to you actually right before you
oh,
went
yeah.
to see it. I had just seen it, and you were about to see it. And yeah, I totally agree, and I understand why the church wouldn't make a big stink about it, because one... They don't represent anything about the church that is not 100% true.
They advertise in the goddamn
they've got a little spot in the playbill.
Yeah, in the playbill.
The good book.
Yeah.
And the ending is really sweet and really positive after all. Yeah, TJ's
yeah.
right, the disgusting raunch. Which was wonderful.
Yeah,
I
mean,
well,
they don't pull
it.
Punches, right. which is it makes the journey all the better. That
yeah,
that,
it is Matt
it
and Trey
kind of
after
sweet.
All.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And they're in full form. It's nice.
Honestly. One of them, I think, raised Mormon, right?
Yeah.
Trey?
Must have been.
Yeah.
True. Had to
there's
have been.
Too much.
Matt Stone
there's
is
too much
Jewish
in
name,
there.
So yeah.
Yeah,
Jay
yeah.
Parker.
Right? Mm-hmm. so I'm not surprised. They've ruthlessly gone after every religion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so when they went after the Mormon thing with the show.
Sometimes there's ruthlessness, but there's never ruthlessness.
I know, ruthful.
What there's, if you had like a lot of Ruth? What do you do with that?
Full of
I
Ruth.
Don't know. Yeah, I came up with one of those the other day. I can't remember.
No, you're right. The show has skewered every religion, every subculture, every group.
That's how they
lost
Isaac Hayes,
right?
Favorite
shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those religious shows.
Yeah, because he was getting all Scientologist.
Yeah.
He had been.
Yeah, he was. Until
yeah.
the day
he
died, right? Did he die? Did he die?
He did. Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
You are correct.
He died of being a smooth pimp.
Very shortly after leaving the show, he died.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't believe in God.
Well, that's the thing. He disliked their art, so then he died. Proving Emery's theory
there.
That if you don't like something, you'll die.
Yeah.
Of course.
So anyone who's ever written a YouTube comment is probably going to die.
I suspect that a lot of them are already dead.
The ones that spell faggot, F-A-G-G-I-T.
They're the best. They're the best.
Love it.
You can't talk shit on YouTube if you've just learned to masturbate, okay? There should be some sort of test that you have to give before you can comment on YouTube to prove that you're not a fucking weaselly little bitch. Some little tiny child sitting in his grandma's basement reaching out to the world and...
Got to know how to come and before you can.
I was horrified.
Seems like a good. Well, don't forget what you were going to say because I'm very
Please
interested.
Don't.
All right, we're going to do another break. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
That's right. Very good news. We have a premium ad-free service. We already give you the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute show. It's only $10 per year. We also have another option, and that's the pay more if you want button. If you want to give us more money, we will give away some subscriptions to the needy. We have already. We continue to do that. So be generous, support the show if you can afford it, and please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. The brain operates on the same amount of power as a 10-watt bulb.
Is that why people call you a dim bulb?
I don't get it.
Of course you don't, honey.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Adrian Earhart, TJ Chambers, and Virginia Jones. All right, now, you were going to say something, I believe.
Well,
Virginia?
We were talking about YouTube commenters, and this is my first plug of the show. I've done a series of very important YouTube videos called Gothics with three X's with my friend Lizzie Pilcher, and we're two goth girls who are best friends.
Lizzie Pilcher?
Lizzie Pilcher.
Okay, enunciate. Good.
We had a hater who posted on every video. Like, we made like 7 or 8 videos, and every video we had this person saying, "You guys aren't real goths. You're stupid. You're assholes.
Not real goth.
Not real goth." And I'm like, you know, I've actually been goth longer than you've probably been alive. But we decided to address our haterade, and we made our friend Richard Bain be that person.
Dick Bain.
I love Dick Bain. He's been on the show twice.
He's wonderful, and he did a wonderful job on the show. We put him in a wig and one of his girlfriend's tops, and he pretended to be this person. Right before we taped, I kind of dug a little deeper, and I found out that the person was, in fact, like a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
And we wound up putting, like, Gothic's cares at the end and, like, tried to give her a message so she didn't kill herself. Like, just please don't...
Right.
Kill yourself, but don't be an asshole on social media.
Right.
But it was really funny because, like, she just kept being madder and madder.
That you weren't goth?
Well, that we weren't, that we were posers or whatever it was. But she kept watching all the videos. I'm like, well, thanks for watching.
Yeah, you're the one obsessed with our show.
Yeah, it was funny.
You have to be careful. That's my point about YouTube. I think it's just filled with these angst-filled jagoffs.
Yeah.
That don't. Everybody at 19 or 12 or anywhere in between thinks they know everything. They think they have everything figured out.
I always pitch a thing like every show I'm working on as a joke. So me saying this out loud is intellectual copyright. But I always want to do a bit that would just be reverse engineered YouTube clips. So it's like we show you the comment. And then you try to guess what the clip is going to be.
Right.
So the comment would be like, Obama's a socialist and he's from Kenya. And you'd be like, well, the clip must be him giving a speech in front of the internet. And then the clip is just a cat jumping out of a box.
Right.
That's the shit that happens. Like, it has nothing to do with what.
Well, because I do think that children feel powerless. Like, that's what superhero films and comics are about, is like that desire to be powerful. Desire to be listened to, and there used to not be an outlet. Like, children would only talk to each other until they got to be adults and like got some fucking sense in their head. But now it's like we
when
have
you
to listen
was a
to
kid.
Them all the time.
Yeah,
you know, like, yeah, social media is a place for like these terrible unformed thoughts and incorrect.
Yeah, that would have just harmlessly sailed by.
Like, sailed by, and, like, they just say it to each other. But now it's clogging up the internets, and I don't know if they know that information you type into the computer, and it has to go to space and then go in a wire and then come down, according to Al Gore.
It's
very important what I'm saying.
Doesn't go in space.
No, it goes to space.
Communication
satellites.
And then
the aliens,
like 100,000 miles.
The satellites, like, just above the atmosphere.
Just above.
No, they're a lot higher than you think, actually.
Wait a minute. You're talking about on the internet?
Right.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm pretending that it has to go to a satellite.
Don't pretend.
I think it's under.
I like pretending.
Don't do it.
Just a series of pneumatic tubes.
It's a series of tubes.
Actually,
you
know, the Hudsucker proxy, basically.
There's this problem with the idea that if there is really advanced beings, like, say, the Borg out there somewhere, and they figure out where they zone in on us, they can listen to us from the 50s, you know, because we were throwing waves out into the universe that can be caught and they can find the direction.
Yeah, I saw the beginning of Contact.
You know what I'm talking about. And so, but we're starting to close the sphere up now. You know, it's all coming more terrestrial. Mm-hmm. And even cell phones, people think goes up to. You hear jokes from comics once in a while up to. Great jokes, by the way. Really great.
Keep doing them.
But yeah, fuck yeah. Comedy is not about accuracy. But
I'll say.
Whoa. I don't know what that means. What are you getting at?
Just go ahead. Just keep going.
Okay. Wait, make her, you know what? Make her hear that. Now I've said something, so I've ruined it. Never mind.
For the cloud of love.
Right? It went away. We do, according to Hawking, need to stop shooting information out into space. I don't know if I buy it. I'm not sure that's necessarily
accurate. He's afraid that there's going to be, like, aliens come down and kill us.
Of course he is. He's stuck in a wheelchair. He can't even run.
Or a genie told him, like, if you stop doing this, you'll walk again.
I don't think you know how genies work.
It's always conditional.
I don't think there's a lot of stipulations in your genies.
Okay, it's not a genie, all right? Yeah. It's a Jewish genie.
I think you're just talking about...
I think you're right.
I just thought for you, quid pro quo, huh?
You're describing a physical therapist.
Yeah, I...
That's how he ended up like that. The big, big orange head. He's got a big orange head. Does everyone know the big orange head joke?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yes, I do.
I can't do that
joke. You've told it like
500
times.
Is this from when he was left out in the sun that one time?
It's one of those...
Jaundiced.
The big orange head is one of those great... like the aristocrats joke.
Oh, yeah.
That just go... You fill it in, you know? But it's the three wishes gag, and the payoff is, he gets women, he gets money, wealth, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he says, "Yeah." And then with the third, and it's set up, by the way, it's a guy in a bar with a big orange head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Yeah, and so that's where everything went wrong, because on my third wish, I wished for a big orange head, and
you got it.
Shaggy dog, weird joke, but it's hilarious. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I love that joke. So it's funny, by the way, if it's told right. If it's like you got to fill in the big.
So
huge.
Not,
yeah, it is kind
of not by you, but like by others.
Okay, I'll rape you later. I can rape
you
later.
In that respect,
I will rape the cancer out of you.
Yeah, in that respect, it's unlike The Aristocrats, which is just a shitty joke, poorly made film.
You think so? Wait!
Whoa!
Oh, God.
Whoa! you know what? That didn't even get through.
There you go.
Didn't even get through.
He's protected.
Impenetrable.
I agree with Stephen Hawking. I don't think we should send information to space because, like, there's certain things I wouldn't be embarrassed of. I'm never going to be embarrassed of another civilization watching our old I Love Lucy episodes. McCarthyism might be interesting. I would be like the signal to noise ratio of information now. Like, Howard Stern presumably would go up there. Like, that'd be embarrassing.
Howard Stern's, that's the mark of oh no.
You guys need to know about tits.
Because he's on.
You guys know about tits out there.
Exactly.
Do you know that women have tits, and every time I get a woman in here, I try to get her to show her tits?
On the radio.
On the radio. The best place. You can hear
the
tits.
The aliens are going to be like, holy shit, how do we turn this signal into video?
Wet slap of sweaty tits.
Turn into the E-Network circa 1998.
I'm just picking on Stern because he's on satellite radio, and that to me is space. But
you're correct about that.
Thank you.
Satellite radio is space. Just like the old TV
now.
And
Opie and Anthony,
FM and AM, Anthony and Opie.
Now, Ron and Fez, I would be proud to shoot into space. Yeah. I would be proud for aliens to, and I know that's a weird little obscure East Coast show comparatively, but I would be proud for the aliens to listen to the mad genius that is Ron Bennington. But a lot of things I would be embarrassed.
Yeah. John Stewart,
I wouldn't be able to defend.
We could beam him up out there, and I'd be like super proud.
Yeah, super proud.
He reps us.
But then there's there's like Rock of Love. I mean, there's so many things.
Mm-hmm. Colbert's going to confuse the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
They're not going to get Colbert.
Like, so what is satire? He's an asshole, but everybody wants to be on his show.
They're going
to
think all reality shows are really reality shows.
Yeah. They'll come down here with just silicone tits and autistic children and everything.
Not to make like an actual point and not just a joke, but I think like without the context of actually living life, all those things would be meaningless anyway. Like,
everything.
An actual signal intercepted by an alien intelligence without something to attach it to of actually having lived on Earth, they would have no idea what it
right.
meant.
Right. Well, even
that's why the French love Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
They have no idea in context what
you know,
it is.
Somebody recently, I don't know, in the past few years said to me that even if we figured out how to communicate word for word with, say, a dolphin, they still could not understand. There's no
our life
way to relate.
Is so different.
Yeah. It's another 1,000 years of communicating ideas before anything starts
to
stick.
You could say something. Like,
I thought you were going to make a dolphin sound with that high-pitched squeal you started with.
I'm just saying you would just have to limit your topics. It's like talking to a Republican. Like, I'm pretty sure you could have a good, solid 5 minutes about fish, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, Defelta?
It's got to be Helen Keller-esque, where if there's something to attach it to that relates to her experience. Listen, every time I say Helen Keller, women touch me. I don't know why, but
maybe
I like it.
Can everybody hear finger spell? Because that's all you have to do to talk to Helen is be able to finger
spell. Well, also have a seance.
And have a seance.
Yeah, she's got a lot more problems now.
Do you remember watching that in like middle school? You had to watch The Miracle Worker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's beating the shit out of that teacher. Yeah. Can we do that?
That's okay.
No!
Yeah, Helen Keller, she was cool.
This is Understatements with Emery Emery.
She graduated from Radcliffe. Wink.
Does that mean she's a lesbian?
Right?
Is she drowning in student loan debt? Or
how did she die?
I think it was. She lived a long time. Was
judging other people is the answer to the question.
Does
TJ.
Lesbianism kill you? Is that
talking
fatal?
Shit about other people's art?
I did not realize that.
Do you think she's a lesbian because she only knows fingers?
Can you imagine?
You were not committed to that joke.
Sorry,
you were not committed.
Heather, can you imagine the strength and dexterity of a
those
Helen
fingers,
Keller?
Yeah. Do you think she talks inside of her girlfriend?
Like spelling shit out
of time.
She talks inside of her girlfriend.
That's what she thinks is whispering.
That's so funny.
This way no one else can see it.
It's couples talk during sex.
Sweet
nothings. She's like chicken.
Wait for it. Whispering sweet nothings in her cunt.
Can anyone think of a better way to get the NSA out of your shit? There's no chance. There's no way they're going. You really got something you need to get across.
How do you whisper in sign language?
I started to say, if I were Helen Keller's girlfriend, if I had a blind, deaf girl, like I would weigh 500 pounds and never shave my body hair. But then I realized, like, a lot of lesbians just do that anyway.
Oh yeah,
it's fine.
I would love
Wouldn't
to
matter.
Be blind for like a while and just be able to just touch people's faces all the time. Let me know what you look like.
do it.
Pretend.
Just do it now. Just be like, I'm legally blind.
You would need.
Yeah.
No, you would
all
need
you have to do to fake blind.
A wingman.
Sunglasses.
No. You can do sunglasses, but all you have to do is just never look directly at anything.
Yeah.
Just always when you're talking to people, just wander your eyes around, and it's easy to fake it.
I'm just so skittish though that someone would like come at me and I'd be like, bro. Oh,
yeah. You have to be careful. You can't get busted by the. What was that, a Brady Bunch bit where they threw and the neck? Remember that? No.
Threw in the neck. Yeah,
I'll never be a teen model.
You know, you and TJ.
I think it was a Brady Bunch episode where you need a lawyer wingman. Fooled somebody. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He's a wingman.
I'm sorry.
You're
I'm
the guest. Yeah, yeah. Shut up.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
how can a wingman?
Yeah. I am an asshole. No, but you and TJ, you go to Barstow. You go to some, and she's wearing sunglasses, and you say, "This is my friend. She's blind. She'd like to meet you. Can she touch your face?" And then just go on a touch facing orgy.
A wingman would help
in Barstow. Why is a road trip involved?
I just feel like no LA is maybe too small.
Oh, okay.
They don't have the internet. Yeah, Barstow.
That's the point. Million hits and counting.
People would think they're on television.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And they would just cause drama.
What if you reversed that? What if he was pretending to be blind, or they thought he was blind?
We're not, I didn't touch him.
No one
buddy.
Would let you.
Then
touch
I'd be like,
their
he reads Braille. Can he read your point. Bumps?
Here's the. God damn it! No, so either way, you're using the feminine wiles to get the way, get what you want.
Yep.
So really, at the end of the day, just so you understand the power that you have, Adrian, and I think that you do. You just ask people to touch their fucking faces, and I think they'll let you.
Okay, I think you can just ask
I'm
them.
Pretty
to
sure.
I just
anything.
Ate a donut. Can that touch your face? Smell my fingers. That's my smell my fingers.
All right, that's...
Chocolate filling.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout-out to a few of our listeners. Troy Moss, Hera, Brandon Ellison.
What?
Ellison.
Ellison.
Kyle Delaney, Afoti.
What?
Periodolia, la 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 la.
Yeah,
Periodolia,
no,
la 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 la. Chase, Mike, Six Ball. Miles, Somebody. Carl Barrett, Mom. Hi, Mom.
Dino, hi, Mom.
Dino Dave. Frank Clemerson. Dylan the Christmas Fuck Dog.
They can pick their own name on the wall.
Snake Oil, yeah. Mike, obviously. Cameron Winters, and Joe Swam. These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Thanks for being there, everybody.
And now back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with TJ Chambers, Virginia Jones, and Adrian!
Oh! Yeah,
she scares really easy. Adrian Earhart, ladies and gentlemen, who really scares extremely, extremely easily. Although, I don't know that it matters that you frighten easily. Boyfriend's
sure
name? What's the boyfriend's name?
Aristotle.
Sure. How did I not remember
fucking
that fucking
funny.
Name?
It is funny.
So
I'm
we're
sorry.
Talking about a YouTube video. What do they search for when they want to make fun of you?
Comedian scares blonde
comedian
girlfriend.
Scares.
That's my favorite fucking name.
Who named that?
I'm so I hope you
I did.
Named it that.
I
oh,
did.
You
did you
really?
Because I'm a social
that's
media
smart.
Marketer.
Yeah.
Smart.
And you are
I
too.
I understand SEO. So I knew that, and I put parenthetically 22 times because it pops more when it's parenthetical.
It does?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The number.
I see.
Yeah, because 22 scares of blonde. Otherwise, the wording was off. So it had to be, comedian needed to be in there because people search for comedian comedy frequently. That's a high hitter.
Wow.
Not in my experience, but okay.
Scares, you just a quick verb, and like it needs to be present tense too. Not like scaring, no gerunding. It like makes it too long, it elongates it, and
yeah.
you don't like it. It doesn't flow.
And you want it to be able to be seen on the devices.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the blonde was the sex.
Yeah.
Lore.
Oh,
know?
I see.
He wanted to put hot blonde girlfriend in there, and I was like, I don't get to just say that. It's
right.
not fair. You
that's
know?
Bestowed upon you.
Let them
by
decide.
The YouTube right. commenters.
Yeah,
some
no kidding.
Of them.
So you weren't obviously you weren't part of this. You were pissed. You're not as good an actor, I presume, as would be required for these performances.
I don't even know.
You
I've
don't
never
know.
Tried to.
Yeah.
Ah, oh my God! Fuck! Why?
I was so high. I was just eating. It's not fair. This one's not
funny. That's a good one.
Not funny.
That's just like assault.
Ha! Oh my God! Seriously, it worked, really?
His face.
I love the.
Ha! Jason, no! You're ruining my life with you! No more!
Look, I caught him.
Yeah, this is my. Don't you dare do that. Yeah, that's my. That's my favorite. I'm driving. You could kill us
this
both.
This is the grocery store. I'm not safe.
Ha!
Seriously? She's going to leave me after this one.
Ha! Fucking asshole, you son of a...
Good stretch.
Thanks.
All right.
Ballet.
Ha!
What's your...
You can break something.
Ha!
Fucking serious.
Come on, bro.
While I was hitting, like, come on.
Ow, what are you doing?
I got you so good, motherfucker.
Stop.
All right, that's good. That's it. That, we,
that's
we've seen,
lovely.
We've seen
but the
them.
People really who are good. Just listening and not watching live,
you got to Google it.
Yeah, you have to watch it.
You have
it.
To
it's
Google it.
Funny.
It's quite funny. Do you what are you up to in hits? Do you know?
1,120,000 last
wow.
I looked.
Wow.
Why do I care? Because there's money attached now.
Right. Yeah, no kidding, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're not going to leave him?
Probably not.
Yeah, good.
I mean, maybe one day.
One day.
He's much younger than me, so if I get that baby craving, I probably got to bounce. But... that'll be how I scare him. Hey-o.
Guess what? Mama's
wait,
fertile.
Are you craving having a baby or being with a baby? Like, baby
she already is with a baby.
Decided.
There are a couple layers to there. That could have been a lot of different things.
Yeah, because
I might adopt, so that would be just a craving. I don't think I can carry a baby.
Well, not if he's going to scare you every day.
My eggs dry up every time you do that. He just keeps doing it more. So seriously, there are five times as many scares as are live because he either, you know, I was out of frame or like my reaction wasn't what he wanted. When I'm high, I'm a little more unaffected, which is why I smoke weed to take care of my PTSD.
That's so funny.
But the YouTube people are all anti-Aristotle and then pro-Adrian.
Yeah, of course.
But she's lovely. She's wonderful.
She's innocent.
Oh, that's good.
She's just...
Obviously, she has PTSD. You shouldn't do that to her.
Well, you know, you're not the only one that scares that easy. That video that I gave you.
Yeah, let's take a look at it, shall we? This one cracks me up.
This one's really, really funny.
This poor bastard is... well, here. Just enjoy.
Chop off his goddamn hand.
Yeah, right.
His little moan. Oh. He works someplace that does not have an HR right. department. He has the same reaction every time.
You realize that this is acting.
You think so?
100%.
Really?
No way.
Mm-hmm. Everything is calculated. He has a
long build.
He has a tell, see?
That was comedian scares hot bald fry cook.
Russian, right?
Not quite the same metric.
Russian?
But if you want to find that one, you can scares coworker, same reaction every time.
Wow. And hilarious. They clearly do not know how to market.
No, there's not a hot blonde anywhere.
Nowhere.
Did you have it right there? What's the number?
2,740.
Yeah.
2,700.
Get yourself a topless blonde girl.
Ridiculous.
Go fuck yourself, bald guy.
So that one where you were asleep, you looked very topless.
Yeah.
I was 100% naked.
Yeah, okay. No question. Well, that
TJ
was
lucky.
Looking.
If Titty had shown, I wouldn't have let him put it live.
No.
Although like, he got me in my bra once in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I hope you put at the 50% mark the one in bed because that's the one you want to show.
Well, I think
up
you can
image.
Choose. Can't you choose the thumbnail?
Can you now? You
or
couldn't
they at least give you four or five options.
We
I
created
think.
A thumbnail.
Three. You created a thumbnail.
It was okay. Mean-like. Use impact font and everything.
Brilliant.
I know what I'm doing.
You know what you're doing.
You need to come work.
Yeah,
for us.
I'm learning shit. This is awesome.
That's what I do for a living.
So I didn't know they allowed the pick your own thumbnail on YouTube. Has that been for a while?
A lot of people
now?
Don't know that. The initial upload, you have a choice of three, which are usually two are very blurry.
It's one quarter, one half. When I was doing it, I used to work for a web guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing it, I would – sometimes you can make your own thumbnail by figuring out exactly which frame it does it on. So I'd upload with a time code.
Right.
And then the time code would tell me where the 50, the one quarter, and the three quarter
smart
mark were.
Smart workaround, no longer necessary.
29.97, smart.
Yeah, right.
Once the initial upload is up, you can retroactively go in and change the thumbnail.
To whatever
that.
You want.
Yeah.
You could always do that on Vimeo. All right, cool. So that's why now you're seeing these relatively shitty fail videos, compilations, and there's a sexy girl in.
Yeah.
But you never see a sexy girl
right.
in the video.
Mm.
Not that I would know anything
tricked
about what
you.
That's. No, yep. No, not me. I read about
hard
this
to find a sexy girl on internet videos.
Yeah,
that's
I know. Right?
That's a real. That's a real.
Really got to look around.
Someone's got.
Yeah,
to
there's
goes
money
DJ
in that.
And
I think
and
if someone
I hope
does,
that
there's money
a sexy
in
sexy
it.
Girl.
Yeah.
So. You do this for a living. This is the side gig, so you can keep doing comedy?
My day job, yeah. My 8 to 5.
Yeah? You're where do you work?
I work at Shandy Media. It's a production publishing company. and I'm social media there. I push content. I pitch ideas. Sometimes I'm on there. They have Holly Scoop TV is what they call it on the week. I guess I'm plugging right now.
That's
sorry.
Fine. Go ahead.
It's a TV show that airs on Fox over the weekend, and it's like celebrity gossip and stuff like that. So sometimes they have me on the panel.
Fox's version sometimes. Of TMZ.
So I was actually on earlier today talking about Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez and shit like that, and now I'm here talking about everything else. So literally the whole spectrum.
Yeah. Gotcha. From there to rape and cancer.
Yeah, I'm so much more comfortable here, though. They have to rein me in. They have to do so many shots where she's like, we can't use that. Just a little lighter. It's fashion, you know? And I'm like, rip it off for the blood. Calm down. Let me calm down.
Yeah, you know what sells.
Yeah, sex and rape. I went so rape heavy. I was in Vegas this past weekend doing a show, the comics of Twitter. It was like it was a tweet up. And it was pretty fun, and I went hard on the rape. I don't know why I did that. And some guy came up to me afterwards, and he was like, "You're pretty funny, but I gotta say the rape stuff made me so uncomfortable." And I was like, "Bro, my nipples just got hard."
Nice.
That's exactly what I wanted. Thank nice. You so much.
Well, when I was a comic touring, it was only the occasional complaint that you would hear if you had rape, molestation, something like that, or religion. Mm-hmm. If you went after religion. Occasional complaint, and then every once in a while you'd find yourself talking to a club owner and they'd be going, maybe if you could, you know, Friday, Saturday do those jokes, but the other nights don't. That's kind of what it was, and it's really have turned a corner.
It's kind of self-policing now. Yeah. I feel more just that the scene or the other comics are like, we're over it. We've heard every possible rape joke.
Yeah,
so we, you know.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Yeah, I don't like. I don't have any just because I can't think of any funny ones.
You're not capable of that. You're
but,
just weak.
Yeah, it's not my. No, thank you. It's not my style. But yeah, I mean, how many times have you seen someone like that you know in the LA scene tweet like sitting at this open mic and the first 9 people have all had rape jokes, which is more about them being shitty comedians than it is necessarily about. But it does double up on that. It's like you haven't earned that level of joke if you're. Not good.
Well, that's always been the case. I mean, as long as I've been doing comedy, which is 30 plus years, the young comics, they
mistake uncomfortable laughter
you know what
for
it is.
Actual laughter.
Right. Well, they learn the shock.
Yeah, it's
and
the
like
shock
every young comic, they want to tell a rape joke, they want to use the N-word. Like there's this little list of things they
girls
have to
do dicks
work
in the
through.
Beginning.
Yeah, I feel like girls continue to do dicks.
Yeah,
but,
that doesn't go away.
I think everybody does sometimes. But it's because the shock laugh is so easy to get.
Yeah.
And you don't realize that that's what it is.
Right.
I don't think anybody should do or not do rape jokes, but like if you're doing it, like let it have a purpose, like have something behind it. Mm-hmm. I think that guys get one of the reasons that people can walk around in the world without screaming and tearing their eyeballs out every day is that people get super disconnected to what rape is.
Mm-hmm.
How frequent it is, how brutal it is, like how it does traumatize the people who are raped. And a lot of comics seem to believe that rape is just sex that one person didn't know was happening. Like they kind of disconnect from the violence, and that makes it funny because like, oh, she didn't know I was gonna fuck her and then I did, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, it's like to them it's almost the next level of self-deprecation, like oh, I couldn't get laid,
so
then
I had to rape a chick. See, I think these concepts you're talking about, in other words, how to figure out what is good, what isn't good, how to do comedy well is what you're talking about. I think that this applies to any topic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to write a joke...
It's just a hot button. Yeah, that's...
The only reason that we focus in on rape, molestation, and these other topics is because we have this culture, this rape culture, what I think is just blown completely out of reality in terms of how it's talked about. Let's talk about rape culture and the complaints you hear about the idea that doing that joke creates, feeds, causes this rape culture to continue or grow. That's the complaint that I always hear. Is that accurate? Is it wrong?
I don't think that video games cause violence. Yeah. I don't think rape jokes make rape.
Yeah.
I don't think it helps us improve as a culture. Like, I don't think it helps feminism. I don't think it helps women. I don't think it's just not the direction that I want to see things moving in. Like, I would never tell anybody not to tell any joke.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, yeah, talking about rape on stage kind of normalizes it, kind of makes
Like pouring it out there that much into the world in the aggregate has to mean something.
Yeah,
I don't think it does. I'm sorry, I disagree with both of you on this.
That's what America is for.
Yeah, I know, right? Speaking of, did you have something to say, Sam?
I'm sorry, was somebody talking about rape? Because I so want to get in on this. Hold on, I do want to back up, though, because Virginia, you likened playing video games to telling jokes, and I think those are two hugely different things that you were like, here's an apple and here's an orange.
It's another if and then scenario. Like, yeah, people are like, oh, the Grand Theft Auto, that's making kids join gangs. I don't think that's true. I don't think rape jokes make people rape. They're both, that's the whole point. Yeah, no,
the
I don't
correlation.
Think,
yeah, your point it's is you correlation. Can't, you can't shoot someone because you played a video game unless you were a fucked up person who might shoot someone.
Right.
You're not going to rape someone because you heard rape jokes or they were out there in the culture unless you were a fucked up person who... I see what you're saying in that you're not relating video games to rape,
but
you're saying that.
But I'm saying I don't necessarily agree with that. I do think that there's a possibility that video games can absolutely
we know that they don't. The science says it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm
there's solid science on this.
I'm just saying there's a huge difference between going through the motions like the virtual motions of doing a thing and telling a joke about
I'm going to disagree about that because the brain only understands words and concepts. Like if you say I'm going to go to the gym today, your brain thinks you did. Doesn't matter what your body did or didn't do. So in that way they are closer together.
Right.
We have a dog
barking. I'm gonna chime in.
Hold everybody hold.
The dog disagrees.
I'm coming to you next.
The dog disagrees with everything we're saying.
She's being raped right now.
Okay. Matt, if you would not rape the dog, I'd appreciate it.
Or stop raping the dog. Yeah. Just stop raping the dog. Yeah.
We're talking about rape.
Rape.
So before we go to the...
I'm against it.
Okay, there we go.
Good.
Matt's
pressed
on,
right up against
Matt's
it.
Matt's on the record on this one.
Let me chime in.
Adrian, I want to hear from you.
I'm not just saying that to be cool. I really am against it.
I will rape you if you... Okay. I can't rape the willing. I have a rape joke that I tell on stage, mm-hmm. and it puts the power in the victim, which I think switches it around a little bit. And again, like I said, if somebody counters me on that, I'm like, have you been raped? And how are you dealing with it? This is how I'm dealing with it, because otherwise I would have killed myself by now already.
Yes.
So I feel like it's not necessarily advocacy, but like it's bringing awareness. If you can get people to talk about it, I do the same thing with domestic violence. I'm hoping that people will be able to talk about it more so we can bring it out in the open more so that shit like my teacher seeing me with bruises in fourth grade won't get swept under the rug anymore. You pick up the phone and call somebody.
Right.
Like awareness. I think it's about awareness.
And I 100% agree with that and sign off on that. What troubles me is when...
you're going to tell us after the break. Because we are done with the free version of the show. Don't forget what you were going to say. The rest of the premium episode is going to be about rape. Tune in! That's it for the free hour. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. I want to thank our guests, Adrian Earhart, TJ Chambers, and Virginia Jones. I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson, and our video switcher, Sam Kramer. Tune in next week when our guests will be...
Questionable people.
And we'll be talking about...
Answers.
Hey, I thought we did that joke last
week. No, we did.
This has been the free version of episode 150, another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson, our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph G.I. Joe Swam, and our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Stillahoe Winter.
And Virginia, where can people find you?
You can find me at www.bedinia.com, at Twitter at Bedinia Dones, and please find me the first Tuesday of every month at Glendalia in Complex.
TJ Chambers.
You can see me in Portland, the Bridgetown Comedy Festival, May 8th through the 11th, and on Twitter at TJ Chambers LA.
And
Adrian, you can find me on Twitter at Craydrian, CraydrianNE, or at your local donut shop.
MattKirshen.com.
Matt, get off the mic.
Property Science Podcast.
Take the mat off your dick.
Some characters mentioned in this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking.